So far, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Defense attorneys in the King Soopers shooting have asked a judge to prohibit prosecutors and law enforcement from talking about it. CPR's Allison Sherry reports prosecutors are pushing back.
District attorneys are required by statute to communicate with the public and the media about certain incidents. And this week, Boulder DA Michael Dougherty argued that should be okay, as long as lawyers and police don't violate normal rules of conduct. Public defenders for the alleged gunman say the jury pool is becoming tainted, and they want the judge to clamp down on all communication ahead of a potential trial. 10 people were shot and killed at the South Boulder grocery store last month. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Summit County is moving toward more restrictions on the state's COVID-19 dial starting today. County Commissioner Elizabeth Lawrence says they've seen a rise in case counts and test positivity rates.
We're so close. We know ski season is wrapping up. The dial statewide is wrapping up, but the state is taking a stand, and so we will certainly follow the rules.
Colorado's statewide dial is set to expire later this month. Pitkin County also pushed its restrictions back up in March. The change means a return to capacity limits of 25% inside restaurants and gyms. Mesa Verde National Park has been recognized for its pitch-black nighttime sky. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg explains.
The International Dark Sky Association has named Mesa Verde its 100th International Dark Sky Park. That's because of its low levels of light pollution. And the association says it also recognizes a commitment to energy-efficient, sustainable lighting. Mesa Verde in southwestern Colorado joined several other dark sky parks and communities on the Western Slope. They include Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park and the tiny town of Norwood. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Southwest Colorado has a sunny day and highs in the 60s, around Denver mid-60s this afternoon. This is CPR News.